Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel, an expert mindset coach, and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast. I don't know how you want to jump into growth mindset, but to like something that kind of came to mind was, as you're learning a skill, as you're developing that attribute or that skill, actually, you're going to fail and you're going to lose. And you're, like I said at the beginning, you're going to be bad at it. And so you mentioned ego, talk about, the relationship between a growth mindset and your ego and how you kind of have to push that ego aside as you're growing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the opposite of growth mindset is fixed mindset. And the ego is a huge hallmark of the fixed mindset, right? When you're in the fixed mindset, you're not actually concerned with growing. You're concerned with showing everybody at practice that you're better than them. So you're competing in practice. And there's a time for that, right? There are live situations where it's important to compete in practice. You practice with live reps so that you get more comfortable with that intensity and the pace and the pressure of competition. That's good. But if you're competing the whole time, every second of every training session, well, what you're not doing ever is growing and learning. And so you get stuck in this fixed mindset. And when you're in this mindset, typically in training, you don't want to try new skills. You don't want to veer off and do things that, maybe aren't part of your A game, but they're part of your B game or your C game, and you're developing these skills, but you don't try them in live situations because you're worried you're going to lose. And so you just stick to what you know is going to work, and you just stick to the things that you know. And if I know what to do to beat you, well, I'm just going to keep going to that well over and over again because I want to beat you, right? When you're in growth mindset, you tend to do the opposite. You tend to make practices more challenging for yourself. You tend to be comfortable failing and making mistakes and losing in practice because you understand that that's all necessary ingredients for the growth process, right? And so if you're interested, if any listeners out there are interested in learning more about growth mindset, the woman who coined the term, her name is Carol Dweck. She's a psychologist, and she came up with this term and wrote a book on it, has done a lot of research on this. And it's incredible, the results of the research and how promising they are with students, with athletes, with anybody who's, like I said, on this path of mastery, trying to develop a skill and hone their craft. And when you can adopt this growth mindset, basically understanding that growth comes from hard work. And if you're willing to put in the hard work, if you're willing to accept constructive criticism, if you're willing to make mistakes in practice while you're learning, then you are going to grow more quickly. But if you're too wrapped up in your ego, if you're too concerned with trying to prove to other people that you know it all already, as opposed to humbling yourself and going into a situation and saying, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Can y'all help me? Can you teach me this? Like asking questions to your coach, as opposed to the coach going, hey, anybody have any questions? No, coach, we're good. I got it all. It's like, do you though? You don't have any questions? Isn't there anything that you can ask, and just coming at it from that approach and really trying to grow as much as possible, of course helps you to grow. So it's the attitude that you
approach these situations. Yeah. There's a guy hanging in the air behind you. And I think he was like the first story that the author that you mentioned, Carol Dweck, described in that book, where, the famous story of him getting cut from his JV basketball team or whatever it was. And, he still holds that grudge a little bit, but, it just inspired him working his tail off so that he could,
get to where he was the greatest of all time. I mean,
yeah. And there's another story like that in his career where, you know, after making the playoffs numerous times and getting stopped before making it to the finals, he had to have a realization with himself and he had to humble himself and say, look, I'm just not strong enough. You know, I get to the paint and I just get bullied around by these big guys. So what I need to do is accept. I need to humble myself, accept my weaknesses and grow. And that's what he did that summer. He dedicated his summer to growing himself physically and he got bigger, he got stronger. And then he used that to go on to win six, you know, NBA titles. So, yeah, it's and it would have been easy for him to say, oh, no, I'm good. I got it figured out. He was already the best player in the league at that point. You know, it would have been easy for him to stay in a fixed mindset and say, it's not me. I'm not the problem. It's my teammates. They got to figure their stuff out. I'm good enough. Look around. Look at the numbers. I'm the best in the league. But he didn't say that. He said, no, I can get better. I can grow. There's this area that I'm not strong enough in, and I want to grow in that area. And when you look at the best athletes in the world, they all have this same trait, you know, this ability to constantly evolve, constantly develop. And you see these guys and you're like, later in their career and they're still getting better. And you're like, how is this guy still getting better? Well, it's the growth mindset. You know, look at LeBron. I mean, the guy's been in the NBA almost as long as I've been alive. And he's still developing. He's still adding new things to his game. It's mind-blowing. But when you have that growth mindset, you can keep growing. Like there's really no limit to how much you can learn. And once you've learned it all, then you can create new things, you know? And you see that a lot in younger sports like, you know, mixed martial arts and jiu-jitsu, where, you know, there are people out there who are creating new moves. You know, they're so addicted to growing and developing their craft that they feel like they've learned everything they can. So now they're creating. How beautiful is that? You know, that you can take your craft and then take it a next step, you know, to like the artistry in.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Mindset Monday. Let us know what aspect of mindset you'd be interested in learning more about. Don't forget to reach out to Eric Manuel if you want to discuss optimizing your mindset. Lastly, please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com. See you on the trail.